Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hi, folks. This is not Pastor Butch Paul, obviously. This is Summer with Superior Mountain Herbs filling in for Pastor this evening while he's taking care of some business tonight. And he did want me to let all of you know that tomorrow his office hours will be back up and running from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I believe that's Eastern Standard Time. We are here in Montana are on Mountain Standard Time. But that's 9 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He will have his regular office hours ready to take phone calls and help you any way you can. He also wanted me to remind you that Bible study this weekend is still on. So be prepared for this weekend to participate in the weekly Bible study. That'll definitely still be going. And he's super excited about that and getting really prepared for that as well. And so that should be a great one. And here we go. I'm going to kind of dive right in, folks, introduce myself a little bit. As you know, Pastor Butch is not in tonight, obviously. So I'll be your host tonight, kind of going over what we usually do every month when I do a radio show with Pastor Butch Paul. Typically, he likes to introduce me, give you guys a little bit of background on myself. So I'll start there. My name is Summer, and I'm the owner here at Superior Mountain Herbs. We actually named the company Superior Mountain Herbs because we live in the mountains, very rural in the mountains, up in Superior, Montana. We're about an hour northwest of Missoula, if any of you guys are familiar with the University of Montana, the Grizzlies, go Grizz. So that's where we are, tucked up in the Clark Fork River. We have access to some of the most amazing mushrooms and herbs on the planet with very to little influence from anything but nature, which is just beautiful. Everything from our air and our water is so clean out here that the herbs and the botanicals like mushrooms grow just everywhere, just amazingly, you know, everything from elderberries and hawthorn berries to, gosh, we just have so much stuff that grows wild here, turkey tail mushrooms, you name it. So we're pretty lucky. We get out on horseback, ATVs, on foot most of the time, way up into the mountains. We experience things that a lot of you guys in maybe some cities or bigger towns don't necessarily get. We battle bear and mountain lion and snow and all kinds of things just to get to some of these beautiful botanicals that we harvest in order to make you guys some of the most rich and well-crafted products that are out there. So I kind of want to give you a little bit of background also on how to get in touch with us. Again, my name is Summer, just like the season. And my phone number here at Superior Mountain Herbs, in case you have any questions related to your health, a new issue that maybe has come up for you that you need to kind of brainstorm with somebody. If you know you have an existing problem going on, you've gone to your doctor and they've given you a diagnosis or a probable diagnosis, and you don't want to take pharmaceuticals, but you also don't want to do nothing about your problem, your newfound problem, that's where we really step in and help you guys as an extra bonus and as a resource. My job is never to convince you to use anything natural. My job is not to force you to see my side of things or anything like that. My job is just to present the information of what's available for different conditions out there. Most doctors have zero education on herbs or nutrition, so it's really helpful to have an extra resource like myself here at Superior Mountain Herbs to kind of be able to go over some of your health-related questions with you. And again, if you don't want to take pharmaceuticals, there are other options for you. And I want to make that known for you so that you can just have some other resources and we're not constantly poisoning our body or taking the easy way out and always going to medications, which are a quick fix but create long-term problems, right? Obviously, there's always a great place for medicine, emergency medicine especially. There is no amount of herbs on the planet, as I like to say, that will put your brain back together if you have been in a car wreck and you were not wearing your seatbelt. So obviously, there's certain times where emergency medicine and medical care is really important, and we definitely want to take advantage of all those resources. But when we are looking at daily medicines, daily supplements, things like that to help get us better or keep us well, to help lower blood pressure, to get rid of fungus, you name it, we don't need to subject ourselves and our bodies to tons of toxins from pharmaceuticals that create long-term problems. Remember, folks, it wasn't too long ago that the people who came out with the COVID jab said that, you know, that you need to make sure that you get this jab because it's going to help prevent you from getting sick. I want you to remember that they also did no scientific studies or testing on that to know what the long-term problems would be with taking that jab. And we know now, 4 years later, right? So most of us knew before the jab, anybody took the jab. But a lot of us are just now learning that it creates blood clots. It created long-term issues with our central nervous system, with our cardiovascular system. We're seeing more heart attacks and blood clots and strokes than we've ever seen before at really young ages, and all these people, for the most part, have been vaccinated. And so, again, we don't know the long-term impact on a lot of medications either. So, you know, before we start just taking medications to lower blood pressure and blood sugar and high cholesterol and you know, things like that, it might be wise to take a look at all of the different side effects that they do know it can cause, and kind of keep in mind that herbs have very little side effects. To some of them have absolutely no side effects. So this is just another really great resource for you. So my intention tonight is just to talk to you guys about three items that we have on sale for the month of October. Let you know how you know what they each are, what they cost, and how they can help your body. This month in October, we kind of, you know, last month we did our sale in September was predominantly around things that are helpful for the liver, whether it's healing, cleansing, detoxing, fortifying, offering more nutrients, et cetera, to the liver, helping getting rid of liver disease like cirrhosis, et cetera, fatty liver disease, you know, you name it. Last month was all about the liver. We had our blood wash extract, our liver detox extract, and our turkey tail mushroom tincture all on sale last month. But it's a new month, so what do we have going on in October? October is really about building up the immune system. I strategically did this because, as most of you know, especially if you live in a cooler climate during this time of year like we do, you're likely going to get sick if you haven't already. The sniffles all the way up to strep throat and even getting COVID again or some sort of pneumonia, bronchitis, you name it, respiratory infection, gut-related disease, infection, et cetera. So this is just the time when seasons change and our immune systems go through a little bit of a shock. And that kind of shock actually creates stress on our bodies. And that stress creates inflammation, which then in turn puts our immune system kind of on overdrive, and it gets burned out pretty quickly. So we need to refuel and refortify that immune system, kind of bulk it back up and get it prepared and armed for the upcoming colds and viruses that are going to be coming your way. It's just a fact. You don't have to have small children or work at a daycare to get sick or even at a hospital. Just going to the grocery store and touching the shopping carts and the money and everything else definitely can spread disease and infection, as you know. So nobody needs to tell you to wash your hands and, you know, and do things like that to keep your area sanitary and to keep your body clean. But we do need to be reminded that preventative remedies, preventative medicine, preventative herbs and supplements are key to not getting sick. I have a lot of people who tell me, well, I haven't used X, Y, and Z product yet because I just have been feeling so good. I'm not sick. Wonderful. But that's when you need to be taking it also, is to make sure you don't get sick, as preventative remedies. So I'm very much involved in the world of preventative medicine rather than reactive medicine. Although a lot of my clients come to see me because they have something like cancer or COVID or pneumonia, and they're looking for an alternative to get rid of that. So that's where we step in and help out. Okay, so I gave you my name. I want to make sure you've got the website and my phone number. My phone number here at the office, by the way, it is a cell phone number, so you can text or call and leave a voicemail or get me on the phone yourself if you're lucky enough to reach me when I'm not on a phone call with another client. I like to give everyone the time they deserve, so I typically don't jump off the phone to go get to another call. Okay, so the phone number for us here at the office is 406-274-7579. Again, 406-274-7579. You can call or text there at any time, okay? I work, by the way, very well on text messaging. The other is our website, okay? We do have a website here at Superior Mountain Herbs where you can buy all of our products online, although I really prefer people to call me first, especially if you have never ordered with me, to make sure you're taking the proper thing, make sure you're taking the proper amount, and you've ordered the proper amount of stuff based on what's going on. So we'll start there. The website is www.superiormountainherbs.com. That is all spelled out, and yes, there is an S at the end. So it's superiormountainherbs.com. That's the website. If you're into emailing, which I prefer texting or calling, but I'm happy to take an email, our email address here at the office is summer, just like my name, at SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. Again, summer at SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. And again, just remember that Pastor Butch Paul will be open tomorrow from 9 to 4 p.m., and Bible study will be on again for the weekend. Keep in mind, we will be taking a short... Sorry about that, folks. One of the beauties of living out in the mountains is we lose reception. So stick with us if this happens. We will be taking a short break in a little while. Make sure that you remember that we are not going to be able to call in to the radio show tonight just because there's no one else on the other end to man the phones for you. But you're welcome to give me a call tomorrow. I am happy to go over any questions or concerns you might have. Okay, so diving right in, and I did mention just before we lost reception there that tomorrow the office will be open from 9 to 4 p.m., and that Bible study is still on for this weekend with Pastor Butch Paw. So I want to dive in, because it is October, under those three things that we have on special this month. We're going to talk tonight about our famous, and I say famous, I mean very famous, American Indian tea. We're going to talk about our superior astragalus root extract, and we'll also talk about our superior elderberry armor tincture, okay? So if you want to write those three down, the elderberry armor tincture, the American Indian tea, and the superior astragalus root extract. And astragalus, by the way, because I know a lot of people don't know how to spell that, is A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S, astragalus. All right, so let's dive into the astragalus root first, okay, because that's kind of a simple, easy thing to talk about. I really enjoy astragalus root for so many different reasons. Usually it's $20 per 1-ounce dropper bottle. This month it is on sale for only 15. $15 for a 1 month supply. Again, $15, great deal on this. Let me just give you some quick talking points on astragalus so you can kind of start seeing the picture of why this stuff is so amazing and see if it might be useful for you as well as it is for me. Something that I put into my Mountain Morning Mushroom Blend, which is a coffee replacement drink that we use. It's got five different mushrooms. I put this astragalus root extract directly, same with the elderberry armor sometimes, directly into that drink every morning. I don't do it long-term, and we'll talk about that here in a quick second. So giving you some background about astragalus, it's been used for centuries in traditional Chinese medicine in a combination with some other herbs at times. Sometimes you just take it all on its own. It's actually considered an adaptogen, and adaptogens are basically a class of natural substances that are really believed to stimulate the body's resistance to physical, emotional, and environmental stressors, okay? So if you're somebody who gets stressed out easily, has a little bit of, you know, mental issues going on, emotional stressors, maybe you've been dealing with someone who's sick, you yourself have cancer, and you're looking for something to kind of relieve some of that stress, it really can absolutely help to reduce a lot of that angst and kind of get the body and emotions back into a bit of a homeostasis. It also can help both the kidneys and the immune system. We'll get into that a little bit more, but here's some more details about astragalus, okay? It can actually prevent neurodegeneration. And neurodegeneration is really important because nobody wants to get Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. So this actually helps prevent neurodegeneration by reducing a lot of the neurological damage and anxiety symptoms. So when we stress out, when our environment stresses us out, meaning sometimes it's just chemical toxins, that actually puts a lot of stress on our immune system, but it also creates oxidation in the brain, inflammation, stress in the brain, and that creates these neurological issues like Alzheimer's and dementia. Interestingly enough, astragalus can actually even help preserve learning and memory, and it does that by protecting a lot of the neurons against cellular stressors. Again, you know, environmental, you name it. That, to me, is pretty amazing because, again, this is why it's beautiful for not only some younger folks to be taking to kind of maintain, especially if you're in any kind of environment where you're learning quite a bit, you're going back to college or you're in a business or a career where you're constantly bringing in new information into the brain. It helps you kind of absorb that and protect the memory a bit more. So, again, who can't benefit from that? To me, that's a no-brainer, no pun intended. All right, so it also can help protect against heart disease. Okay, we'll get into that here in a minute as well. And again, it does that also by reducing those stressors in the body that create those free radical activity that breaks down the heart, the lining of the heart walls, and kind of just weakens the heart overall. Astragalus can also lower cholesterol levels, those LDLs, those lousy cholesterol levels, and can improve your heart's function, okay? I don't typically use it for the heart, to be quite frank, but it's nice to know that it has that added benefit for you when it comes to heart function. Okay, we also have a lot of clients who use this for atopic dermatitis because it can help with atopic dermatitis, which, by the way, is just a common form of, like, chronic eczema. To be quite frank, that is an adrenal response problem typically, which makes sense because your adrenals produce cortisol and hormones. And if you're in a state of fight or flight, because your adrenals are responsible for your fight or flight mechanisms, if you're in a state of fight or flight, your adrenal glands are going to be kind of overreactive. Your body's going to be stressed out. Again, we keep going back to these stressors that create inflammation, that create problems, that trigger things like eczema and psoriasis. So this can actually really help with that. Ashwagandha is another product that we make that's really great for that as well. It's not necessarily going to take care of it topically on the skin, but what it does is helps with the internal aspect of it more. if we have eczema, if we have psoriasis, topically, we do have some quote-unquote Band-Aids for that, like our Mountain Mender gel that we use. That's great for those things, especially if it's itchy. And we also have our herbal mending salve that can moisturize those scabby, kind of dry, flaky eczema or psoriasis spots. But again, I like to get to the root problems, right? Topically, yes, we want to address those things for sure, so they don't get infected and they're just not attractive to look at for a lot of people, or they don't like the way they feel with that on their skin. But I want to get to the root problem, which is why astragalus can be very helpful for atopic dermatitis. All right, another thing that can help with, we talked about this briefly, is it helps build up the immune system. Therefore, it helps prevent colds, upper respiratory infections, and it does that by stimulating the immune system and increasing your white blood cell production. It also happens to be antiviral, because anytime we're building up those white blood cells, those neutrophils, those white blood cells are designed to go after major disease and infection in the body, and that's why it's also great at being an antiviral. So if you've got shingles, herpes simplex virus, if you've got cold sores, you name it, anything like that, hepatitis C, cirrhosis of the liver, hep B, this is a fantastic thing for you to take. And I think I mentioned shingles, but if I didn't, shingles, which is the herpes zoster virus. A lot of clients actually use this also for seasonal allergies, which is also known, the scientific term is more of allergic rhinitis, hay fever, being allergic to pollen, things of that nature, and even asthma. I do think that ginger root is also great for asthma, and MSM powder, which is a sulfur compound we make here at Superior Mountain Herbs, is really great at helping reduce or get rid of rhinitis. Again, hay fever, seasonal allergies, basically. I actually have a couple clients who swear that the second they take that, their itchy, watery eyes and sinuses instantly dry up and go away, and they're able to get out and get out and about and go into the woods and do things that they want to do, but they usually couldn't. So it is really amazing how MSM can work, but astragalus has very similar benefits as well. So again, nice bonus, when you're taking it. All right, so what else can it do? There are just so many things. I feel like it's almost unlimited, right? And we only have a half hour to talk, so I'm going to kind of blow through some of these, because I do want to talk about the American Indian tea. And unfortunately, that usually takes up a bulk of my conversation, because it is so powerful and is so important, you guys. So whatever you do, please don't leave when we talk about the American Indian tea. Stick with us. It's going to be a very important topic that you're going to want to understand what it is, how it works, what it's done for people, and why I think everybody should be taking it, in my opinion, my humble opinion. All right, so getting back to astragalus root, it can also help promote healthy blood sugar levels by improving the insulin sensitivity and the resistance, okay? So love that. Although we do make great things to help lower blood sugar and things of that nature, this is also great because of that ability for it to improve the insulin sensitivity and resistance. It can also help reduce nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. These are just some effects, by the way, from chemotherapy. And it really helps people bounce back very fast from chemotherapy. Now, you don't want to take this while you're doing chemotherapy. It is contraindicating with that, because it's chemo and radioprotective. So if you're doing radiation or chemotherapy, you do not want to take this. If you want to get off of your chemotherapy, which I would be like, yay, let's do that, I can help you. You're certainly welcome to take a lot of other things that we have, but this and ashwagandha are two things, the astragalus and ashwagandha are two things that you do not want to take when you're doing chemo and radiation. Obviously, you're taking those things because you want the benefits of the chemo or the radiation, if there are any for you, and this would be counterproductive to that, okay? Astragalus can also improve your blood flow. So therefore it actually really helps up speeds up wound healing. So if I've got people who've just, gone through surgery, I like to put them on astragalus. Plus it helps boost up their immune system after surgery. A lot of people use just which I don't have the raw herb for you to use. I use it and make a tincture. But if you find any, you can actually use astragalus, make like a poultice of it and put it on a wound if you're out in the wild and don't have access to anything else. when you take it by mouth, which you will if you're using a tincture, because you'll just put a couple drops, droppers full in water, it actually is amazing for angina, which is chest pain, typically kind of the precursors for heart attacks, strokes, things like that. It's kind of our body's good warning sign. So it's really great for angina. Again, we talked about asthma. It's also, interestingly enough, beneficial for women who are still menstruating. Irregular menstruations, specifically menopausal symptoms, and beta thalassemia. And it's really great for all three of those things, and it can even help your athletic performance and weight loss, okay? And we can kind of get into it for a quick second about how it helps with weight loss here in a moment, okay? Basically, it helps lower your cortisol levels, which is your stress hormone, and a lot of people gain weight because of high cortisol levels. Once you drop those cortisol levels from the stress and anxiety and irritability, the weight starts peeling off, and I am literally speaking from experience. It's phenomenal. I was never really overweight, but it definitely helped me shed some weight and get my body more trim. So it's great. Some people use it for insomnia, sleeplessness, interrupted sleep patterns. That can oftentimes be cured by regular consumption of astragalus root. So if you're taking that regularly, especially morning, afternoon, and evening, very, very beneficial for you. And it improves your overall health and metabolism and hormone balance. And this can really help. All of those things can help lower your cortisol levels. Again, that stress hormone that creates weight gain, okay? It also, which is something I like it for, because I can struggle certain times of the year. I can struggle with chronic fatigue. So I usually know I need to get back on my astragalus and start taking an adrenal support again when I start getting tired more often than I am active. So it really helps with chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic kidney disease, among other things. It's shown to inhibit apoptosis in hair keratinocytes. So what does that mean? Basically, we have hair follicles in our hair, keratin, everything is in there that produces the hair itself, okay? This actually inhibits apoptosis, which means death to those types of cells, and so therefore it helps promote hair regrowth. So if you are having a lot of excess hair loss, it could be hormonal, could be a thyroid problem, which again has to do with the hormones, but it also could be that your hair follicles in there are dying off, and the astragalus can help promote that to grow back. So we'll pick back up with the astragalus when we come back from the commercial. Thanks, guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Man of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted organic and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Thanks, folks, for hanging in there. We appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for sticking with us through the break. We're going to pick up where we left off with astragalus root extract, okay? We did talk a little bit about it actually helping with some chemotherapy symptoms like nausea and vomiting, which is phenomenal, but can also help reduce cancer-related fatigue by increasing that energy stores inside the body. And if you've had cancer, you have cancer, you know that's a real big problem. So we definitely want to kind of help the body out, get the body feeling a little bit better by taking astragalus. There's actually some interesting facts about astragalus as well. There's actually a study done in 2013, some research review, found that taking astragalus may be associated, I'm quoting, with a lower risk of upper respiratory tract infections in children with nephrotic syndrome than prednisone treatments alone. Okay, and nephrotic syndrome, it basically means any kind of health-related problems that has to do with the kidneys, kidney damage, et cetera, okay? So phenomenal thing for you to be taking, especially if you've got upper respiratory tract infections, especially if it's chronic, okay? And another beneficial thing, and this is kind of one of the last things we'll talk about when it comes to astragalus, most of the beneficial compounds that are actually in the astragalus root are fat-soluble, and have a cumulative type of an effect. I mean, you actually may need to even take astragalus for more than a week or two to experience all of its unique benefits. And a lot of people ask me, well, when's the best time to take it? You know, taking it in the morning, you know, and during the day may provide an energy boost for some people. But for others, when you take it at night, it actually can help promote a relaxed or deeper REM sleep. So just make sure to listen to your body to determine the best time of day for you to take it, just like anything, you know, and anything else, you know, but before anything, kind of keep in the back of your mind that astragalus, like many herbs, are better when you take them consistently. They actually bioaccumulate, absorb into the body, and they work, and you'll start noticing benefits. It drives me nuts when people kind of give up on something because they take it for a day or two or three and say, ah, it didn't really work for me. Well, of course it didn't. You didn't give it any, you know, you didn't give it a chance. All right, so we're going to switch gears. That was the Superior Astragalus Root Extract, down from $20 to only $15 per dropper bottle. You'll go through about a bottle every month. With astragalus, you can take it for about, 2-3 months, you want to take a month off, take it again for a couple months, take a month or so off, do it somewhat intermittently, but again, when you are taking it straight through, okay? All right, so we're going to switch gears to the American Indian Tea. Hopefully we don't lose reception. If we do, we've got a great guy who's on the other line able to kind of tap me back in, so don't adjust your dials on your radios. Just hang tight and he'll get me right back. All right, so talking about the American Indian Tea, and when I said it's famous, I mean truly that is what we are most well known for. Majority of my clients come to me saying, hey, listen, I spoke with a friend of mine who's a neighbor, and they had cancer, and they drank your Indian Tea, and it went away. Or my father-in-law had an enlarged prostate. He took your Indian Tea and some booster capsules, and his prostate's no longer enlarged. Or, you know, hey, I had really horrible high blood sugar, and boy, taking the Indian Tea really knocked knocked that down. So the Indian tea has a multitude of benefits. And what I kind of want to tell you what it is first and foremost, it's a mushroom. That's it. There's nothing else added, taken away from it. It is a mushroom. We do harvest it, wild harvest, meaning we get out on horseback and get it ourselves. We wild harvest it out in the woods since it doesn't grow, kind of in-house. So we go out to the woods. We harvest these mushrooms. We dry them. We run them through a bandsaw. We run them through a chipper that we have set aside just for this. And we bag it into quart-sized Ziploc bags, okay? Those quart-sized Ziploc bags are usually $110. They're packed full, by the way. It's on sale this month for $100, so it's $10 off the bag, which is a great savings. Keep in mind, this bag will last you 4 to 5 months, give or take. Now, a lot of people get this tea, they shove it in the freezer, which is how you store it. You store it in the freezer, the loose tea, and then they forget about it. Or they only pull it out when they're getting sick and they think, oh boy, I got to take something for this. I encourage everyone to do what I do. Drink it weekly. Don't wait till you are sick. Use it as preventative medicine as well. If you have to use it as reactive, fine. If you found me kind of later in life and you've already got disease or infection or you just, you know, that's fine. We can help you work with that. But let's talk about what this stuff is and how and why it works in the body. And I'll kind of read a little bit about what we have as far as the information that we have on the Indian tea that comes with the Indian tea, just to give you a little bit of background. This botanical, it contains naturally occurring biochemicals, and those biochemicals stimulate the body's production of mono and cytokines, and those are the type of white blood cells which stimulate what would actually happen if there's a serious infection in the body. Let's say all of a sudden you're exposed to COVID tomorrow. If you have this Indian tea in your system, it's going to put up a massive layer of defense against that new virus entering your body, and it's going to begin attacking it before that virus takes a good hold in your body and gets you really sick, okay? So it absolutely either avoids sickness, especially if you've been taking it for a while, or it'll help you reduce those amount of days and the degree of how you feel when you're sick substantially. It's amazing at how fast this stuff can work. It literally begins working in the bloodstream within 24 hours. It also aids in the removal of toxins in the liver and in the colon, and it's got really important anti-tumor and anti-cancer benefits. There's these things called glucanoids, and glucanoids are what are present in this mushroom, and they are what's responsible for the anti-tumor effects of the tea. And there's polysaccharides that are present that seem to actually imitate what we call interferon and interleukins, which are the good guys. They're the guys, if you ever had hepatitis C and you go to get an interferon infusion, it'll likely get rid of the hep C. The problem is it oftentimes creates esophageal cancer and other GI-related cancers. This actually imitates interferon, but doesn't cause all those other diseases and issues. It's an anti-inflammatory, the Indian tea. It's a natural steroid for the organs in the body. A lot of the times people use the tea as a treatment for arthritis and painful autoimmune diseases and inflammatory diseases. And the interesting thing is you might say, well, wait a minute, hold on. If you have an autoimmune disease, you should not be taking something that boosts the body's immune system. Technically, you're right, except this is different. This produces the amount and type of white blood cells that actually either kill infection, like bacteria, viral, and fungal infections in the body. Okay, fungus, I said fungus, key word, because fungus is very important to get rid of in the body. Fungus creates a daily inflammation response, which triggers cancer growth, okay? But the Indian tea, what it does is the white blood cells, the specific type of white blood cells that the Indian tea forces the body to make more of, can not only kill disease and infection, as I mentioned, can kill cancer cells. This is why we absolutely use it for anyone with cancer, even terminal cancers. We've got lots of people who've been using the Indian tea in our booster capsules that are in complete remission from things like terminal pancreatic cancer, terminal breast cancer, terminal lung, liver, prostate cancer, all in complete remission now, okay? We know for a fact that the Indian tea scientifically has been proven to have a 52% kill rate on cancers, okay? Chemotherapy has a 3% success rate. Something is not right with that, okay? Let that sit with you a little bit more, okay? Why is it that this herb, this botanical, is so amazing, yet it's not available to us through medications, through insurances, you know, through big pharma? Well, because you cannot patent an herb or a botanical like this mushroom, there's no money in it for big pharma to do the millions of dollars of research that the FDA would require them in order to make the claim. But there's been science, there's been research. It just hasn't been done by Big Pharma. They're never going to get their money back when I can go into the woods and pick this for free. Granted, it takes a lot of time and a lot of resources, but it's free. So, okay, let's get back into, I was mentioning the Indian tea. One of the things that it does with autoimmune diseases is it actually repairs rogue cells. So autoimmune diseased cells, it'll actually repair those rogue cells, which is unreal. Now, it's not a quick fix. I'm just going to be honest. It's not a quick fix when it comes to that. It is something that takes some time, but it absolutely can happen. We've seen people with MS, with rheumatoid arthritis, you name it, not only have complete reprieve, but not have those flare-ups resurfacing again, okay? We talked about it being, a bit of an overall body detox. They've got these dietary, these fibers, these chitinous fibers in the mushroom that binds to toxins in your colon and actually kind of magnetizes, so to speak, to them and pulls them out into your poop, basically, your excrement, okay, gets it out of your body. The one of the other big benefits of the Indian tea is that it actually acts as an oxygen catalyst. Okay, so it's going to encourage the body to carry oxygen through the red blood cells to the major organs in the body, specifically when you're using distilled water to make and boil the Indian tea. Okay, so the Indian tea, how it works really quickly, and we've got to move on here in the next couple of minutes because I know I've got about 15, 16 minutes left. One of the things that the Indian tea does is when it gets into the body through the mouth, you're drinking it, right? It comes with great instructions, by the way, on how to brew it, how to prepare it, you know, how to store it, you name it. I always tell people, read the instructions first. If you have a problem, then call me. I'm happy to walk you through it. Essentially, as soon as you drink this Indian tea, preferably on an empty stomach, so it can hit the digestive tract and absorb into the bloodstream quickly, it gets into the bloodstream, it hunts through the body, literally hunts through the body for abnormalities, for diseases and infections, cancer cells, you name it, and it then goes, once it locates, for example, if you've got lung cancer and you've got COVID, it's going to locate the virus in the blood, but it's going to locate the cancer in the lung tissue because of it being able to find its way through the bloodstream, getting into the lungs. Once it locates that, it gets back into the bloodstream or travels back to the bone marrow and makes a massive army to combat that specific disease, infection, or goes about repairing those autoimmune diseased cells. It says, hey, you're a naughty cell. Let's get you fixed back up again. Okay. So it does that all within 24 hours. And as soon as it replicates a massive army, it turns around, it goes right back into the bloodstream after it's replicated a massive army, and it goes back tougher than ever with a huge group with it now, and it goes back into the lungs and back into the bloodstream, finds that COVID, the COVID virus, and finds that lung, that mass in the lung, and begins attacking and eating it away, okay? This is very, very important because cancer multiplies every 14 days. We've got to get on top of it. We've got to eradicate cancer cells. By the way, if you have cancer, that is not the only thing you need to be taking. That'll kill the cancer cells, but because they keep replicating at an alarming rate, we've got to help that Indian tea out. We take something called our Superior Booster Capsules. They are not on sale. Please note they are not on sale this month. I rarely put them on sale. But essentially, those booster capsules, they prevent the cancer cells from replicating. So they slow down the growth rate of cancer and stop them from multiplying so that the tea can do a better job and get in there and kill off the cancer cells that are being left behind, right? Or that are kind of struggling to multiply back there. Indian tea is wildly, wildly beneficial. It also stimulates brain activity. It's a great oxygen catalyst, as I mentioned. It actually promotes healthy It helps to regenerate bone growth. I broke my knee. I regenerated bone growth. They told me that was not humanly possible. You should have seen their eyes when in 6 weeks I regenerated bone that they said is completely impossible to do. And a tendon that needed to be repaired, self-repaired by using the Indian tea. And I am not joking. This stuff is amazing. The laundry list of things that it can do, from everything from helping to lower blood sugar and blood pressure to lowering cholesterol, stimulating brain activity. It's just honestly, hands down, one of the best things that you can do for your body. Okay. We'll kind of come back a little bit on and brush up on a couple of these things before we head out for the evening here. But I do want to get to our third and final product. Remember that we talked about the astragalus root extract on sale for $15 per dropper bottle. It's a liquid tincture. You just put it in water or juice or whatever. Thanks for the patience, folks. We cut out again. Hopefully it does not happen in the last 10 minutes that we have. But that American Indian tea, that quart bag, which lasts about 4 to 5 months, is now only $100, down from $110. Again, the astragalus down from $20 to $15. And our last product that we're going to talk about for the last 10 minutes here is our Superior Elderberry Armor Tincture. Elderberry syrup has made a big come around. Elderberry, you know, juices and things like this. And if you notice, elderberry is added to just about everything these days. Unfortunately, it's added in microscopic or microgram amounts. You're not getting enough of it to make it powerful, or you're probably not taking it regularly enough. And a lot of those syrups have sugars, even though it's honey. Honey is sugar. It can have great anti-inflammatory benefits, but again, especially if you've got cancer, not good. It's got sugar in it, okay? So we want to kind of steer away from some of those syrups and things like that and the juices and everything and stick with a straight elderberry armor tincture. The elderberries themselves have a little bit of a sweet tart taste. I actually kind of enjoy it. This is a wonderful product, you guys, to be taking with you when you travel, or even on the days that you're not drinking the Indian tea, or if you want to give these away as gifts, especially if you know somebody who struggles with their immune system being weak. Because here is what some of the benefits are, some really noteworthy benefits of the elderberry armor tincture, okay? We kind of like to call it the humble elderberry because it's really not very magical, but it seems very powerful in what it does. It is loaded with antioxidants. It is a dark berry. Lots of dark berries have a lot of antioxidants, but this one doesn't have sugars in it. It's considered to be quite a superfood, actually. It is phenomenal superfood. It's one of the first really early ingredients that indigenous people would use in the Americas to brew up hearty concoctions to boost the immune system. When people would get sick, they would use the Indian tea, they would use elderberries, they would muddle them and brew them in boiling hot water. They would use it to detox and cleanse their body and reduce inflammation and to treat fevers. So if you ever have a fever and you want to break that fever, especially in someone younger, it's a great idea to get them some elderberry armor tincture, okay? You don't need to use elderberry. Well, we'll get into that here in a second because I don't want to jumpstart myself. We're going to talk about how to take elderberry here in a second. Elderberry, as I mentioned, an epic source of antioxidants. Antioxidants are really important because they help neutralize free radicals. Free radicals are what damage our body. They do everything from make our skin look crepey and unattractive and cause wrinkles to actually creating things that inside our heart, like heart attacks, allow for our body to have heart attacks and things of this nature. It's got antioxidants, vitamins that can be helpful to boost your immune system. And there was actually a study that was like a standardized elderberry extract study that they did that showed that when you take elderberry armor tincture, it actually shortens the duration of flus by about 3 days. And most flu bugs last, you know, about 4 days to almost 2 weeks. And so, boy, to shorten this to about 3 days, it's phenomenal. Of course, if you're taking it regularly or the Indian tea, you likely won't get sick, especially if you're taking the Indian tea. Okay, a couple of minutes left here, guys, and I want to get through this. A lot of people also pay attention if you have respiratory health issues, because it absolutely helps reduce the congestion and shorten the duration of colds, as I mentioned earlier. And it can also help you make you sweat out more of the toxins that are in your system that are bogging it down and allowing for the sickness to go on, okay? This helps to kind of help with respiratory issues and to move those toxins out of your system. Elderberry can also ease a lot of allergy symptoms. I don't typically use it for that, but I do have some clients who actually say it works very, very well for that. A lot of it's because it helps remove a lot of the excess mucus from the body there's actually herbs that are in the elderberries, or a compound, I should say, that's in the elderberries that removes that excess mucus from the body, and that's called anti-caterols. They make this berry a very potent and effective medicine at clearing up things like runny noses, again, congestion, sneezing, itchy, watery eyes. So, again, you know, also helps with allergy symptoms as well. Interestingly enough, if you take too much of this, it can be used as a natural diuretic and laxative, and that may not be ideal because it definitely can give you diarrhea if you take way too much of this. So just follow the instructions on the side of the bottle. Very simple and easy to use. It also can mildly help with inflammation and lessen stress, although we've got much better things for that. And elderberry has polyphenols, that can actually help reduce inflammation just like the Indian tea does as well. But it does this specifically in the brain and in the gut, which can improve your mental health. So this is another reason why elderberry tincture is really great. For years, the berries have been used to treat things like, you know, influenza, infections, you know, especially in the sinuses, sciatica, headaches. Gosh, I'm trying to think of what else. Dental pain, heart pain like angina, you know, mild nerve pain like neuropathy. So if you're diabetic, this is also can be great for you to start taking as well. It can help lower blood pressure by reducing that oxidative stress. It's also known to lower some uric acid in the bloodstream, although I do use other things for that instead. But this is also just, you know, an additional great benefit of that. And long-term use has been known to even reduce liver inflammation. So God forbid you've got liver disease, liver issues, cirrhosis of the liver, you drink heavy, this could be a really great thing for you to be taking, as well as turkey tail, mushroom tincture, and the Indian tea. But this is great. It can improve your HDL function, as well as atherosclerotic plaque stability. Okay, it can help with your kidney and urinary issues. Again, it's not something I love to focus on with this product, but it is very, very beneficial for that. And there's actually been some studies I was just reading the other day about elderberry juice that it can actually reduce the level of fat in the blood and decrease cholesterol. Turmeric root does something very similar to that. We typically use turmeric root, but elderberry, that is something that is very, very positive. It's a great thing to add, especially if you've got high cholesterol or fat lipids building up in the blood. It can also block HIV infection. Okay, because it's got flavonoids and proanthocyanidins, okay, which block HIV infections. It's also high in vitamin C, which is great to take when you're drinking Indian tea, because the Indian tea, by the way, will slightly deplete some of your vitamin C stores. So make sure you're taking a vitamin C supplement or you're doing something like elderberry, especially on the off days. Again, it's a very powerful antioxidant. I've said that multiple times, but it's also high in fiber. I've got about 5 minutes left. Want to kind of wrap this up here. How do you take elderberry? You can take elderberry supplements daily, even 3 or 4 times a day, although there's no specific time of day that you should be taking elderberry. You'll probably maximize, you know, the benefits of it by using it consistently or on a regular basis, as I've mentioned with a lot of these herbs. And you can really choose to use it in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. It really doesn't matter. Like I said, I put it in my Mountain Morning Mushroom Blend, the blend of 5 different mushrooms that I boil hot water, put that on top of there, and then I just put a couple squirts of this in there every morning. It's best to be used for short periods of time to really just kind of help support healthy immune function, then take a break, and then get back at it. So again, we're not talking using it like every couple days, meaning take it for a week, then go ahead and take a couple days off. If you're getting sick or you feel like there's sickness going around, take it for a couple weeks, take another week or two off. If you want to take it for a month straight because you're traveling and you want to keep your immune, great, fine, but let's not take it every day of your life long term. Okay. So again, that is our superior elderberry armor extract or tincture. That is now only $15 as well. That's in a 2 ounce dropper bottle that should last you well over a month. I don't know about how well over, maybe 35 days, 40 days at the most. Maybe a little bit longer if you're taking more breaks. But again, remember that with a lot of these herbs, you want to take them pretty consistently when we're talking about back-to-back days in a row, okay? So the elderberry armor tincture, $15 this month. The superior astragalus root extract, $15 this month. And the American Indian tea, now only $100 this month. And that is for the entire month of October. Remember, my name is Summer. My phone number here at the office is 406-274-7579. I am phenomenal on text. You can also leave me a voicemail. If I don't answer, it typically means I'm on with another client. I want to give everyone the time and respect that each conversation deserves. So I let calls go to voicemail. As soon as you leave me a detailed voicemail, I will review it and give you a call right back. If you want to email me, it's summer@superiormountainherbs.com, and the website is www.superiormountainherbs.com. You guys have a great week. Listen for Pastor Butch this weekend, and he'll call him tomorrow.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.